This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Forecasters are warning of life-threatening cold for much of the nation leading up to the holidays. The AP's Julie Walker talked to the Weather Service.
Below zero readings are likely and expected across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. But even for locations down into the southeast, mid-Atlantic, temperatures dipping down into the single digits or teens.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says besides the Arctic blast, rain and snow are also in the forecast.
Potential there for some heavy rainfall across the eastern U.S. And on the colder side of the storm system, we're looking at a potential for a swath of locally heavy snowfall somewhere across the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Today, the House January 6th committee is expected to recommend criminal charges against former President Trump. The AP's Donna Warder with what one prominent member of the committee is saying.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California told CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, "I think the president has violated multiple criminal laws, and I think you have to be treated like any other American who breaks the law, and that is, you have to be prosecuted."
Severe turbulence rocked a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu on Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people. Hawaiian Airlines says this is very unusual. Russian drones targeted Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, this morning, say authorities, who say Ukrainian forces shot down most of the drones, 2 people injured. Elon Musk is asking Twitter users to decide if he should stay in charge after admitting he made a mistake and launching new speech restrictions. Negotiators reached a historic deal at a UN biodiversity conference in Montreal, committing to protecting 30% of land and water considered important for biodiversity. Argentina beat France to win the World Cup. This is AP News. And now to the Vatican.
There was a festive party at the Vatican featuring children and even circus performers to help celebrate Pope Francis's birthday. Pope Francis turned 86 this weekend. Children serenading him in Spanish. Amid the festivities, he also called for prayers for suffering children, particularly those in Ukraine.
I bambini dell'Ucraina, gli dice pace e c'è la bandiera dell'Ucraina.
Born in Argentina in 1936, Jorge Mario Bergoglio next March will celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope revealed that in 2013 he wrote a resignation letter to be held on file in case medical problems impede him from carrying out his duties. He's had intestinal surgery and was hobbled by knee pain, but says you don't govern with your knee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.